1 Corinthians 13, beginning in verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for this, your word. We thank you for how clear you are about, first of all, our salvation and the love that you've shown to us, but also how we are to exhibit that love to those around us. Oh Lord, enable us to see your truth and then to live it out. Help us, Lord, enable us to love. Be with my words, may they be true to yours. May your people be blessed this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hopefully all of you have in mind the most important thing, I think, in this chapter. Love is. If you don't know what love is yet, then let's go back. Love is patient and kind. You know, if you can just remember that, if you can live that out, then all of your relationships will be much improved. And your relationship with God, recognizing His love that is patient and kind, and then living that love out as you deal with others, will be an expression that honors God, expression of His love worked out through you that honors Him. Love is patient and kind. Then last week we talked about those things that love is not. In the second part of verse 4 down to verse 6, there we read, love is patient and kind, the first part of 4. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. Okay, it doesn't become angry quickly or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing. And then the one positive thing after those, but rejoices with the truth. Love is not those things. If you find those kinds of things, that envy, that boasting, that resentfulness, that irritability, the quick to become angry, if you find those things as characterizing your life, then take a look. That's not love. And you need to look at where God wants you to be. Don't kick against the goads. Take God's guidance and live it out. And now, what love does. What love does. Love, Paul says, God says, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then love never ends. So as we look at this passage, let's look at what this means. And look at how God shows us the kind of love that Paul is talking about here, and then gives us guidance as far as how to live it out. Okay, so love bears all things. The word comes from the idea of a roof, a thatched roof over a house. Okay, what does a roof do? Well, it keeps out the stuff that you don't want in your house, right? The rain, the snow. It protects you. It covers you. Love bears all things. Love covers. Love protects. Love is that roof that keeps us from going bonkers, that helps us to, as we deal with others, to keep our relationships on the right path. It covers. It protects. No matter what comes against it, the storms of life that come against it, that roof, that love, covers us, protects us. Now, as we look at these, the four things that Paul talks about, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, the two on the ends, the bears all things and the endures all things, are how we're dealing with the things coming against us. The two in the middle are those things that's in the present, that's what's happening now. The things in the middle are our positive, how we're dealing with those things, but then the things that guide our actions. So how we deal with the things coming against us and then how we act as a result of that is what Paul's talking about here. And so that's that chiastic arrangement where you've got A, B, then B, A. For any of you people who like grammar out there, but anyway, bears all things. Love covers us. Love protects us. It keeps those storms of life from taking us and washing us away. It bears all things. Love believes all things. So we need to think the best of those that we love. We need to believe them, to have that positive attitude toward them that gives them the benefit of the doubt. Now, often the same words or actions can be taken in a negative way or a positive way. As someone comes up and says something or does something to you, you might think, ugh. They're doing that because they just want to get at me. They just want to do things something to me and make me feel bad or whatever. You can think of things that way. Or you can think of the same thing and say, oh, they're trying to help me. They're showing their love for me. They're you know, negative or positive. Do you know people who basically take anything in the wrong way? Who just, everything's a negative. Everything that comes at them, it's terrible. This person is terrible because they're doing this to me. And maybe it's nothing that they're doing. It's just that we're reading the wrong motivations into something. But people who believe all things, people who think the best, will take whatever comes and look at that in the best way possible. Now, hopefully you're doing that with your husband or wife if you're married. You're looking at what's coming, what they're doing, and you're taking that in the best way possible. That's a way to really help your relationship to build and to grow, thinking of their motivations as doing what's best for you. What's your default? Is your default to, question, to think badly about what someone is saying or doing? Or is your default to think the best, to put the best spin on things, if you will, and to see and to trust that their motivations are good and they're thinking of you? Think the best of others. Whatever they're saying and doing, think of that with the best in their best interests in mind, or your best interest in mind. Is it always true? If you believe all things, is it always true? Well, any of you with children know that sometimes children struggle with the truth. And they might think that they can get away with something by telling something that's not so true. I met a young lady that had picked something up in a store, and she had the biggest story about how she ran into her aunt and her aunt gave her the money and said that she could get this. And was any of it true? No, she just pocketed something that she'd seen. Okay, so love believes all things. Do you just believe the story? You can't always just believe the story, right? And sometimes if you're putting the positive spin on everything that comes in and all of a sudden you're confronted with something where the truth is just plain, that this is not true, there is something wrong here. You say, well, love believes all things, so I just have to believe it anyway. No! Sometimes people will break that trust. Now that doesn't mean all of a sudden everything is negative, okay? Don't go into the other ballpark where everything that someone's doing, oh, I'm going to take that in a negative way. You know, don't make that switch. You still need to believe all things. That you still need to have that positive sense of what their motivations are, what they're trying to do, that they're thinking of you ahead of themselves, whatever. You want that to be your default, okay? But if someone breaks that trust, and it's perfectly, obviously clear that they've broken that trust, that they are lying to you, that needs to be dealt with. But you switch from believing them to believing in them, to believing that God can do a work in their heart and bring them to the point where truth matters, bring them to the point where they are thinking in a right way and not lying. Believe in them. So what does that mean? Well, with our children, if they're lying to us, we call them on that. And we might exert some form of discipline in order to help them to see that that's not a good way to go. Does God do that with us? Yeah, God loves us. God loves us as sons. God disciplines us as sons. God doesn't leave us where we are. He takes us where we are. When we come and we trust in him, he takes us as just as we are. And yeah, Billy Graham ends his things with just as I am. Is that the right thing? Is that the right song that they use? Anyway, he takes us. If we're coming to him and believing in what Jesus Christ has done for us, that Jesus Christ went to the cross, shed his blood, that was the payment for our sins, that blood that cleanses us of our sins, that washes us, that makes us whiter than snow. If we trust in what Jesus Christ has done and see that he has lived that perfectly righteous life that we could never live, and he's given that for us, and he gives us the free gift of his righteousness, so that we have our entrance into the family of God. If we're trusting in that, that is faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're truly trusting, that makes a difference in us. No longer do we walk on our own path, but we walk on the path that God has for us. And God will use those goads to direct us. God will help us to walk on that path and stay on that path. He will discipline us as sons out of his love so that we can see what's best, so that we can enjoy the best life that he has for us. God believes in us, we're his child. And he continues to work in us that we might move along his path and see the blessing that he has for us. We need to deal with others in the same way. If someone comes and does something or says something that we are that we know is not true or we know is wrong, then we don't just believe all things in the sense that we believe what they're saying, but we believe in them, and we believe that they can change and become more righteous, grow in their faith, grow in the way that they're living their life before God. And sometimes that takes discipline. With our children, we discipline them. With others in the church, we might have to follow the steps of Matthew 18 so that they can see truth worked out in their lives. But we need to believe all things in that sense, that we see things from that positive point of view, where we take the best and we believe the best. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. We maintain a hope that things will work out, things in our life, but most importantly, that God has us in his hand. We have a hope in that God who has drawn us to himself and will bring us along in this life and bring us into an eternal life with him. We have a hope set before us that will not disappoint. Will we struggle? Yes, we will. But what's the result of suffering? Well, the result of suffering produces that proven character that then leads on to that hope that does not disappoint. We need to hope in our God. We need to hope in the fact that he is working in us. We need to trust that God who cares for us and know that he is working all things together for good and know that he has more for us in the future. Love hopes all things. And love endures all things. Okay, how is that different from the idea of bearing all things, that covering, that protection that a roof provides? Well, endures all things, this sort of builds on that. The word just means basically keep on keeping on. You just keep going. You keep believing. You keep trusting. You keep hoping because you know that God who has given you the life that you have, and you know if you're serving him in that life that he is going to take you through. You keep on keeping on. You endure. The New International Commentary says, love has a tenacity in the present, buoyed by its absolute confidence in the future, that hope that we have before us, that enables us to live in every kind of circumstance and continually to pour itself out on behalf of others. We need to have that sense that, and we endure all things, love endures all things, and no matter what comes, we continue to love. We continue to be patient. We continue to be kind. We continue to look at what's best for the other person and seek to do that which is best. That's the idea of being kind. We endure. We keep on keeping on. Now, I included the first part of verse 8. Love never ends. Is this the culmination of what he's just said? Or is this leading to what goes on? Well, I think it's both. Paul's thought is going on. He starts out with what love is. Love is patient and kind. He goes to what love is not. Those things that, really don't belong, and you better watch your life and make sure that they're not there. Goes to what love does. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then he makes this statement. Love never ends. When we sing the Psalms, we sing about the steadfast love of God, that love of God that will endure through all eternity, that love of God that we can depend upon. As we look at the love that God has shown us, let's show that love to others, to those who are around us. God's love will never end. Our love should continue to form the basis for our relationships, that we might live with one another, demonstrating the love that God has poured into us and showing others the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the change that it makes in our lives. Now, as Paul goes on, he'll show the preeminence of love to all the other gifts that the Corinthians are boasting in all these things. And it seems that they've forgotten this one little four-letter word that they need to live out. It's more than four in the Greek. But this little word that needs to characterize us as believers in Jesus Christ, and that word is love. Let's pray. O Lord, enable us to love in all circumstances, to be patient and kind. Lord, help us to bear all things as we love, to believe all things, to hope all things, to endure all things. Love, we know, Lord, we know your love never ends. And help us to be like that, to be loving, to be patient.